Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The political event taking shape right now will govern the future of humanity. Unbelievably important developments are taking place as we speak. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 14th day of December, 2009, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have two guests later in the broadcast joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark, to give us a report on what's happening there with the establishment of a planetary world government. The Copenhagen talks are in trouble. This is wonderful news. Now that I've given you the good news, here's the bad news. Ron Paul, who is seldom wrong, and his tracking lines up with The Hill, Politico, and the Financial Times of London. Ron Paul, of course, Friday here, said he believes the health care plan is going to pass. But by a razor slim edge. If the public goes absolutely ape, calling talk radio, calling Congress, going to your local senator's meet and greets, go to your senator's church and get in their face at the church meeting. I mean, this is not a game. This is 17% of what's left of the economy being hijacked by these crooks and massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. So all the money goes to the banks. This is happening right now. As Dennis Kucinich called it, a giant bailout for the insurance companies. It's not a bailout. It's a loot out. It's a robbery. It's a pirate out. The bankers are meeting again with Obama today, staging events, paying back TARP money. They take the money. They leverage it out more than 10 times per dollar with fractional reserve, fiat derivatives manipulation. Then they pay back small portions of it. They're only talking about the first $700 billion. That doesn't even count Federal Reserve open window lending to themselves over $23.7 trillion. Again, it's been 4 months. We haven't gotten new numbers in 4 months. It should be over $30 trillion if you follow the graph, but we don't know. 23.7, that's bad enough. Let me tell you who's on the radio show today. Chuck Norris will be joining us. Chuck got back with us over the weekend, and we narrowly got a hold of him this morning to be joining us coming up in the second hour today to talk about Copenhagen world government, to talk about the Obama takeover of healthcare, and a lot more. Chuck Norris, he'll also talk about his best-selling official Chuck Norris fact book. So that is coming up in the second hour. Chuck Norris, and then, of course, two guests from Copenhagen later. So we're going to be breaking down Copenhagen first, the latest developments there. Then I'm going to get into the banking takeover, phase two of that same group running the Copenhagen takeover. And then I want to play a clip of Glenn Beck calling for massive tax increases. And I wanted to show you that Nancy Pelosi called for the exact same tax a couple days before Beck did. These are talking points. See, they've got to have a fake liberal call for more war with left cover. That's Obama. And you've got to have a fake conservative or fake populist call for more taxes. Oh, man, you got to love it sometimes. You really got to love it. So we're going to be breaking that all down today. This is going to be a very important radio transmission. I will assure you, you don't want to miss a second of it.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chuck Norris joining us in the next hour to talk about the global government takeover taking place right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. The takeover of healthcare, so we're all beholden to the government, making us dependent on them. That's happening as well right now. Breaking it all down with Chuck Norris. You know, I forgot he was good friends with Steve McQueen. I'm a Steve McQueen fan. Maybe I'll ask him to tell us a Bruce Lee or Steve McQueen story. Chuck Norris scheduled to be joining us in the second hour today. And then we do have Christopher Horner joining us, a senior fellow at the CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's exposing what's happening over in Copenhagen. He wrote Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. And then we also have Dr. Niels Axel Mourner joining us. He's over in Copenhagen, breaking down the fraud taking place as we continue to track one of the most important conferences in modern history. Well, the UN says it's the most important, and I agree with them. If they're able to ram this through, this is open establishment of total, private, unelected banking government. I mean, this we are actual profit of private bankers, pretty much already. By the way, I have a RAND Corporation report here in front of me. I saw this on the LRC blog by William Gregg. And then I actually read most of the 190-something page PDF this weekend. and it was very painful to read. It just confirms everything we already knew. But the police are already being totally federalized. The U.S. Army is going to operate through the Pentagon, a domestic military force called the... Let me just read to you the actual... A stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. And it says that a Pentagon-run police force will run all the local police departments. Actually says it. Now, again, they propose it years after it's already in place. That's why they're putting Pentagon liaisons in all the departments and CIA liaisons in the threat fusion centers. I mean, this is so illegal, so dangerous, so un-American. This isn't a red flag. This is a red volcano erupting. I mean, this is run for the hills bad. This is worse than North Korea, worse than Mexico, worse than communist China. I mean, this is complete federal death squads. And they state it's for the U.S. collapsing. See, the bankers are going to collapse everything. And a lot of people are only going to serve the government with that much more glee. A lot of people, as the tyranny intensifies through cowardice, will actually serve it and vitriolically praise it and convince themselves that they like it and that it's good. While, even at a conscious level, knowing they're just cowards and they're scared to death of it. Very few times in my life have I experienced just the edge of that psychological phenomenon and then recoiled from it from my very core of being a sentient human being. But that's what George Orwell talks about with Crime Stop and Doublethink in 1984. How people instantly see corruption, instantly see oppression, instantly see hypocrisy and tyranny and degradation, and then just spin it in their own minds that it's a good thing so they can feel like they're part of the system and have power over it. Because deep down, they are so deathly afraid of it. They think by laughing and smiling and giggling and having kind of an arrogant, haughty attitude that it gives them control over it. Just know this. Everything being set up by private Fortune 100 corporations, everything being set up by our criminal, illegitimate government, everything being set up by the UN... Everything being pushed is a unified global agenda on record that is a 180 degrees the opposite of not just our Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, but the Magna Carta, the Geneva Convention, the Ten Commandments. I mean, any moral yardstick by any angle, whether it be sociological, psychological, from the angle of anthropology. If we were a civilization 100 years in the future, looking back on this time, it would clearly be stated this was a time of just absolute propaganda, mass drugging of the public, brainwashing, and tyranny. Going on in front of everyone, just outrageous crimes that the illegitimate global government practices and sets precedents to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, with the media culture marinating the public mind in torture and abuse and slavery and degradation and humiliation and tyranny, and packaging it in a sicky sweet envelope of, we're the good guys, we're the good people, we're saving the world. And it's only going to get worse. I mean, we have just begun the plunge. We just went off the cliff. When you hit the bottom, when all of us hit the bottom, in the years to come, when we bounce on those rocks at the bottom, it is not going to look good. It is not going to feel good. Okay, right now we're just falling off the side. And a few of us are got our bloody fingernails into the side, sliding down, just hopefully trying to find some purchase, hoping to find some place to grab hold. And spiritually obese and decadent people are hanging off of our legs, pulling on us, screaming, "Let go, let go, you're keeping us from heaven." And so don't worry, they're going to get what they want. We're going to hit bottom. And they're so brainwashed, so drugged out, so stupid, so cowardly. They've been brought through successive programs of intensifying corruption, accepting lies, that now they believe lies and evil are good and that good is bad. And so many people are going to love the tyranny. They're very childlike, very dog-like. It's like taking an old dog out that's got cancer, and you don't want to take it into the vet to have them put it down that way. You know, that actually scares them worse. They can smell the death in there. So you just walk them back on the back 40. You've already got their grave dug. You pat them a little bit on the head and stick the .243 rifle butt to the side of their face and smile at them and tell them you love them and pull the trigger. But instead, the New World Order doesn't love us. It enjoys putting a bullet in our head. But we're just like the dog, though, lovingly having no idea. You ever watch the footage of the Soviets and the Nazis running people they were going to execute into shallow grave pits? And they run one group of men in, and they dutifully bow to the soldiers as they run by, submissively with their hat in their hand, and show them how they run quickly and step over the dead bodies. And you know, because all they want is the approval of the authority figure, the uniform. They want the approval. Oh, blow my head off. Ooh, you're wearing fancy black boots. You've got little fancy buttons on your caps, like a king's crown. Blow my brains out. I'm not going to run by you and grab you by the throat and try to rip your nose off. No, I'm not going to have any humanity to fight back. I'm going to run down into the pit. And that's what America is. You know, you look at those people in Europe and call them cowards. No, it's the peer pressure. 90% of Americans would run their children into pits to have their heads blown off and would thank the officers who did it because they worship it. You want to live in a police state? You do. Drive down the road. Half the billboards I see are government admonishments. The government's the mommy, the daddy. It's bossing you. Spy on your neighbors. Don't abuse children. Don't smoke pot. Oh, do you have a gun? Oh, there's an old lady missing. Because the government, it's the one that cares. It's the one that tells you about the old lady missing. Just all the message that they're the good guys. And you watch shows like Cops. Everyone's a white trash scum. Everyone's got drool coming out of their mouth and missing teeth. Everyone's guilty, and the cops are in fancy uniforms and all have their stuff together. And the image is the public's all a bunch of scum, and the police are God, and only they will save us. You know what happens in cultures where the police are worshipped? You die. You become slaves. But you don't want to face that, do you? You just want to be throttled by government, owned by big corporations. And don't worry, you are. They're going to take everything you've got. And they're going to take your sons and daughters' minds. They're going to come home and preach at you about the global government and the carbon tax and rebuke you over your firearms or rebuke you when you try to discipline them. And they'll scream and beg to come home after the CPS takes them. But that won't matter because the news will never warn the other kids. And it will go on and on and on, being trampled on by tyrants. But don't worry, in this new system, you're going to get to trample people, though, when you spy on your neighbors and tattle. You won't care if you get trampled on as long as you can trample on somebody, too, because that's all that really matters to you. You know, I keep giving a decade-old number. I'm sorry, it's 60 million abortions, because they're not humans, and neither are you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Chuck Norris coming up later in the next hour today on this 14th day of December 2009. Yes, December is quite long in the beard. The year 2009 is very long in the tooth. Just like our lives are very, very short, but what do we leave for our children and the children to come? I see myself as like a tree in a grove of trees. I'm not really worried about myself. I'm worried about the forest itself, where all my ancestors have fallen down and become mulch that I grew from. I think about all my progeny to come, all the little acorns. And I understand that my species, my culture, has been hijacked by an aberrant group of Homo sapiens sapiens who have set up a predatory system over our own species. And I know that classical, hardcore, vicious tyranny is being set up with the stated aim of establishing a planetary world government for the orderly execution and murder of the general population. They're already drugging our water supplies and drugging the populations of the food and through direct drugging and vaccines. They're openly announcing their world one-child policies through the new treaty that it is meant to shut off your resources. They are openly announcing that they are going to federalize all police globally, directly under the IMF and World Bank with paramilitary forces to wage war against the people. They have declared open war and sedition against all that is good, all that is wholesome, and all that is legitimate. But for the public, all that matters is the uniform, the signet, the title of office. Just as the Germans, Hitler is our Führer, he must be followed. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. One people, one land, one leader. But leaders come and go in this system. The banking dictatorship and its social engineering grid built over the last century stays. And woe to all of us who have been sleeping while the darkness grew. Woe to all of you that have been conditioned to accept evil and corruption, not just in its hidden disguises, not just in its cloaked forms, but in its most classic open manifestations of the national police force clothed in black, robed in black, the citizen spy network, killing the unborn, preemptive wars of aggression for resources, the mercenary forces now replacing our main military, secret arrest, rendition, snatch and grab, torture, black site prisons, all worshipped on the dramas where the soft, fat-fingered Americans can sit there in their lazy boys as the tyranny creeps in around them, watching the superstar Jack Bauer torture children to save L.A. from the nuke, the good guys' torture. You are being initiated into evil. You are being initiated so the hedge of protection can be removed from you so that the ravenous hyenas of tyranny can rip the flesh from your bones and crack your bones in their jaws and lap up and suck out your marrow. He has sent forth swarms of agents and officers to eat out our substance. Have you not read the Declaration of Independence? Have you not seen that the abuses they complain of are exactly what we face today? But today it is done far more sophisticated fashion and more vicious and wanton way, more openly clothed in the classical cloak of evil, manifesting itself and roaring that it's going to tear your guts out while you're alive, that it's going to draw and quarter you and eat you slow. It's going to use you up and suck you dry and throw your bones out on the beach with all the billions killed by government until your bones, through the sands of time, become nothing but ashes. The ashes of the Republic, the ashes of a good people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least seven states, and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Cinder.
And the sun is gonna burn into a cinder.
You ever walk through a canyon and seen how ancient those rocks are?
Before we ever pass this way again.
You know, when you're on the side of right, it's so satisfying. I'm not scared of dying. I'm not scared of anything. Except letting tyranny win.
Right like a one-eyed jack of time.
And I look at how hollow and unfulfilled people are. They really think life is going to the 7-Eleven, buying a case of beer and going and getting drunk and watching the Dallas Cowboys, and that is their manhood. That is their male experience. Is watching some other men have a simulated battle on a field. When a scientific tyranny has openly announced itself and its intent to kill you and your progeny, to blot you out, to genocide you, to decide who can have children and who can't, openly announcing its plans for you and following their announced program. They're not idly boasting. People say, oh, thank you, Alex, for fighting them. How could I not fight them? What man who's got 1 ounce of humanity to them, what woman couldn't see tyranny coming a mile away? Now it's right on top of us, stomping our guts out. It's so unspeakable. It's so much more horrible than I could even describe to you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there was also an article written at Lou Rockwell, RAND Corporation Blueprint for Militarized Stability Police Force. I read the 180-plus page. Well, it's 132 pages, and then it's got like a 60-page addendum. I read this thing, and it's one thing to know all of this is going on. It's another thing to see it all written out by the government's own think tank in black and white. I mean, it's horrible. I actually started crying last night reading over this. I'd read part of it last week, and there's actually a few tears staining this paper. Because this is the most diabolical evil. I mean, it just openly says the Pentagon will have a police force that runs everything and runs your local police department. Now, again, we already knew this was happening, but to see it being done and openly announced, this is high treason. You have any idea how illegal this is? Yeah, I guess you do have an idea how illegal it is. To have the president saying he's going to sign a treaty and that if Congress won't ratify it, he'll just enforce it, quote, by command and control. That's high treason right there. That's a high crime, as Ron Paul said last Friday here. They have set the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want. The government has black sites where they admittedly torture people and their families. Oh, yes, that's admitted. And their families. Guantanamo is just the public camp there to sell you on how well they're treated. Now, the black sites all over Europe and Middle East and Asia. And then after they torture people for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in some cases, they trot them out to confess. I mean, people knew immediately when our pilots confessed to all sorts of crimes they hadn't committed in the Korean War and the Vietnam War. People knew, every American knew, that's ridiculous. You don't believe anything when somebody's been tortured. No, in America we go, yeah, we torture them, and then we have kangaroo trials. And we're like, that's right, because we get tough. You fools, the Patriot Act's written for you. Section 802, they now admit the whole thing was written for gun owners and conservatives. You guys driving around with power of pride on your golf carts and on your houses and on your cars. You know, American flags, let's nuke the Arabs. The Muslim extremists are all funded by our own criminal government. That's even coming out in mainstream news now. In fact, I have news clips about how they train the people to be Al-Qaeda in the torture camps. Oh, God, help me. Because I want to just calm down and cover the news here. It's just such a lie. It's a multi-trillion dollar a year defense system. Of course they go out and create a fund a few billion in fake enemies. Does that mean some person who grew up in a dirt village doesn't really believe they're fighting for Allah when they run in and carry out a suicide bombing? No, but they are funded and handled up the chain right into the Bilderberg Group, right into the UN, right into the New World Order. Period. But let's say... I mean, what, you've got a 14 times better chance in 2008, the latest numbers, to be killed drowning in your bathtub than you do from a terror attack? But you're ready to give up your whole life. You're ready, oh my gosh, there's terrorists under every bench, even if there were under every bench. What happened to us? Where we herd our kids to the airports through body scanners that record their naked bodies for the government biometric system and take our shoes off in an act of supplication and submission. Your kids are all trained to tattle on you and spy on you in the public schools. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. This isn't freedom. This isn't goodness. This isn't a wholesome country. Okay? It's like if you go in your cupboard and a bag of wheat or rice has weevils all in it. You got to throw it away. You don't dump it in a boil and in a bowl and pour hot water on it and give it to your two-year-old. It's got weevils and weevil crap all in it. It's rotten, period. The government is a criminal enterprise and knows it is. Knows it is. And they've got mercenary police and mercenary military and mercenary politicians in both political parties, and they think it's all a big joke. There's plenty of social climbers and plenty of people in history that will sell out to anything and everything for the almighty dollar and status. They're hyper-competitive, insecure people, and all they care about is being on top. It doesn't matter if it's on top of a pile of skulls. Now, let me give you the good news. Developing countries boycott UN climate talks because they've discovered they've got to make close to double the cuts that the West does and that the whole thing's a fraud. That's Associated Press. African nations walk out of Copenhagen talks, discovering it was a eugenics operation. Later, when we go live on TV, I want to go over the hockey stick scam to explain how they work. They only show you a snapshot of the last few years of climate, not the last few hundred, to make it look like the climate's going up, the temperature's going up. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, the UN everywhere is in official press conferences with certified media, not allowing them to ask about ClimateGate. If you're asked at official UN press conferences, you are drug out by security guards with guns. This is your tyranny. Also, Tony Blair is trying to cash in on climate change. Former Prime Minister arrives at summit to urge greenhouse gas deal that will make him a bunch of money. That's the Daily Mail. Winter weather increases dolphin turtle strandings. This is out of the East Coast of the United States, out of Maine. Record cold air is killing dolphins and turtles. Canada freezes as snowstorm strands thousands. In many cities, it is the coldest temperatures ever recorded in this time of December. People in the north and central part of Canadian province of Ontario are digging out after one of the worst snowstorms on record. ABC News. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting Bloomberg, the Bigfoot in carbon. And they've done an analysis that he has one of the biggest carbon footprints, if not the biggest of anyone in the world. See, these articles are a fraud. This allows the establishment to convince you psychologically that carbon footprints are important by ridiculing rich and powerful people who are calling for carbon restrictions and one-child policies by showing how they're hypocrites. So then you start cheering, yes, yes, cut their carbon. And they always propose a carbon tax on rich people first, just to set the precedent on you. And so that's how the scam works. It's just basic psychology. The television's there to make you feel important and powerful, and the articles are meant to make you feel like you're a member of the establishment. It is thoroughly disgusting. They've come up with tactics used car salesmen never thought about. Now, let me get to the bad news. And I've asked Paul Watson to write an article about this so people know we're in dire straits. As it stands, as Ron Paul said here Friday, the health care bill is going to pass. 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine if you don't get insurance. 2.5 to 5% of your paycheck taken out off the top, on top of the 10% being taken out for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and on top of the other taxes. Average tax bracket about 27% to 30%. So all total, the feds want to take it up to about 40%. For people in higher tax brackets, 50. And it brings government control into health care, cuts Medicare and Medicaid, because all that money's got to go to the bankers, folks. This is how it works. At the end of the banker program, you're basically paying 85% taxes, according to the OECD at the UN. That's one of the private holding companies that runs all this, the organization, the OECD of Economic Cooperative Development. So Lieberman resists Medicare buy-in plan. Mark my words, Lieberman's going to say they made the changes he wanted and sign on to it. Okay, so we got to get another senator to say no. And it could happen. And they put in a lot of fraudulent electronic voting machines. A lot of incumbent senators have so much money, they've been promised by the media that they'll keep them in there regardless. We need to get the states to start blocking it, saying they're not going to go along with it. But that's happening. Healthcare reform draws nearer. Financial Times of London says that it is going to be passed by early next year. And that's not just the Borg saying resistance is futile. I've looked at it. Ron Paul's looked at it. It looks like they're going to get it done. Now, next I want to shift to this. They can only have a fake leftist like Obama come out and say, I'm going to increase troops by 80,000, which he's now doing. He put in 40-plus thousand, now an additional 30 to 35,000, just of U.S. forces into Afghanistan. He said, I will get our troops out of Iraq immediately. Then it was 16 months, 18 months, 20 months, 21. Now they say 2024. First they said 2 years we're going to keep our troops in Afghanistan. Now they're saying 2022. They're never leaving. Did they ever leave Germany or Korea? No. So, see, they got to have Obama come out and have the fake right wing say, oh, he doesn't want to put more troops in. He's a commie when he works for the big banks. It's a fake left-right paradigm. And then he increases the wars. Well, it's the same thing with taxes. See, the reason I've known Glenn Beck to be an operative is at key points, he follows key talking points. We'll see your RNC talking point about Ron Paul being dangerous and tied to terrorists, and you see Glenn Beck putting it out, along with Joe Scarborough. And you see him come out for the banker bailout plan at the key point and later say he was never for it. We could play those clips here. You've seen them. Just Google Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. You can watch that video of him saying Ron Paul's dangerous and a kook and evil. And he still says it on his radio show while having him on and, you know, Ron's nicely smiling at him. So keep your friends close, enemies closer. That's what they're doing with Beck. Now, you notice O'Reilly came out in the last month. So has Glenn Beck, and so has the DNC, RNC, RAND Corporation, CFR. They're going to give you a value-added tax and a sales tax, and that's part of the Copenhagen, the 2% off the top value-added on the GDP. This is a UN treaty. And so they're planning on, even if the Senate won't pass it, Obama says he's going to enforce it. I mean, this is dictatorship. This is what it's like when they say, oh, let us spy on you without warrants. Oh, let us torture some people. Oh, let us have checkpoints. Oh, come on. You know, let us train your kids to tattle on you. Oh, it's not that bad. Yeah, it was bad when Hitler did it, but not bad when we do it. It was bad when Mao did it, but not bad when we do it. Here's the Gainesville Sun. Many see VAT option as cure for runaway deficits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi proposes it. Now, who else is proposing it simultaneously? And then they go on in the video clip to talk about liberals not liking it. The full video clip's up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo wrote a story about it. Beck O'Reilly called for more taxation. It's a 7-minute clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Later in the show, if I have time, I will. Chuck Norris is coming up. But listen to this, because then they go on to talk about liberals want to stop it. See, now you could say, we need to vote Vladimir Lenin in as the new president because the liberals don't want him. And then conservatives go, well, I like Lenin then. It's just like they had George Bush say he was against carbon taxes, so all the Europeans got behind it when it was unpopular there. See how they manipulate you at a 5-year-old level? I mean, you're more sophisticated than that. Now, this is why I don't like Glenn Beck. And folks, I never watch him. I literally watch clips once a week. I can't stand looking at his disingenuous butt. Oh, he'll tell you about good stuff until the key. Here he is with O'Reilly calling for global taxes. We'll come back and finish it. But here's the first part of it.
Thanks, Dan Witteson, Bill O'Reilly in the At Your Beck and Call segment tonight. A shocking development. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck, chosen by Barbara Walters as one of the most fascinating people of 2009. We are not kidding. With us, Mr. Fascination himself, Glenn Beck.
What's not fascinating? What's not fascinating with me?
About me. we'll get to that in a moment. And it's a travesty of a mockery of a sham, as Woody Allen once said.
It shows how troubled television is.
But I want to ask you a serious question. Yes. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my God.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax,
10%.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
All right, pause
value
there.
Value-added tax goes through.
You're going to get both of them. And you're going to get by-the-mile taxes. You notice they use words like discipline, stuff that manipulates conservatives. I kind of like it, though. All these fake Republicans that love the wars and love destroying countries, you're going to get hurt bad. So in a way, you're going to get judged. You like being fooled? You like a spirit of deception? You like being... Okay, get ready. Get ready. They're going to hurt you bad.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-colored catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-948-5099. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5091. That's 1-800-948-5091. 1-800-948-5091.
So here is how entirely new taxing systems to be paid directly to the private banks. You heard, only for the national debt. Got to make sure it only goes to the private banks that created the money out of nothing, and then you pay loan sharking interest to. You didn't know that the TARP money they were given was loaned back to the government? Oh, what a tangled web they weave. That they're saying, oh, if you support the troops, you've got to have a global tax. And, you know, to give them more benefits, as if they'll ever see any of it. We need to tighten our belt. I don't have time to play this whole clip, but see, now it's liberal if you don't want more taxes. And see, it's also liberal when Obama cuts Medicare and Medicaid in the new health care bill. They get more tax money, literally trillions over the next decade, but you get hundreds of billions less a year. Or right at $100 billion, with $41 billion out of Medicare, $30-something billion out of Medicaid, a bunch of other cuts. They cut. See, because the bankers are done. They already got you addicted to handouts. Now it's time to butcher the Christmas turkey or the Christmas hog. Now you don't get the goodies. You're going to be weaned off now. Just like Nicaragua or El Salvador or Nigeria or Mexico, everything's going to go to the debt to El Jefe. Let's hear that from Beck, the guy we can trust, who was for TARP and for the Patriot Act and against Ron Paul. Here it is.
But you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax,
10%. Yep.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
That's exactly what the treaty says.
Tax goes through absolutely.
Got to get us Americans
so
ready for the treaty.
On every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
Oh, yeah, that'll be great for the economy.
It hits too. All the way along the line.
Would you remember that
it's an extraordinary amount of money.
I can't listen anymore. Turn it off. You can watch 5 more minutes of it at InfoWars.com if you dare. Next, they say the liberals will try to stop it. Really? Here's the Gainesville Sun and Associated Press. Nancy Pelosi calls for a value-added tax. Oh, here's another one. Lieberman calls for a 2% national sales tax. They're just getting you ready for the new tax. And it's bipartisan. See, because they finally got somebody in there who's got control of both sides of the House and Senate and the president. They got the executive and the legislative, and they're making their move. And next year they say it's going to be on gun control, taking your weapons, open borders. And Obama says, hey, you know what? I don't care if they don't implement my treaty in the Senate, I'm just going to do it by command and control. That's a quote. We're going to go to break and come back with the next hour. I want to encourage listeners to not procrastinate this Christmas season and to go to InfoWars.com because these deals are over when Christmas hits. And you can get Fall of the Republic, my latest 2-hour, 24-minute film detailing the banker takeover, the carbon tax, the UN, the master plan. People are really ready to see this film. Now is the time. You get a free Obama as the Joker t-shirt while supplies last, and some sizes have already run out. But we have other t-shirt selections there as well that are free. Just make your choice at InfoWars.com. Check out the banners at the top of InfoWars.com or call toll-free and say, I want the free t-shirt with Fall of the Republic. Tell them the color and size you want. We have a Don't Tread on Me, Join or Die, different Obama shirts. Great way to meet like-minded people. InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply see all the films online in super high quality. PrisonPlanet.tv. Until Christmas, we have a deal where you get 5-plus months free at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.